Yeah.
Delta Trails Association members Mindy Eggleston and Carol Austin hiked down a gravel road leading to the old dump site that area residents had used for decades until the city shut it down in the 1980s.
This is where the amphitheater area would be.
Look how pretty it is.
Yeah. Oh, and the thing is, when you get up in here and there's that beautiful view.
Isn't it?
Eggleston and Austin were giving Delta City Administrator Mary Leith a tour of the area just off the Richardson Highway on the north side of town, across from the Delta State Recreation Area campground, where the organization hopes to build Riverwalk Park.
This is the old shooting range area here. There used to be a pile of dirt that was utilized as the backstops.
The shooting range was set up near the dump site by some locals back in the 1990s, then closed by the city in 2008 after it had become a nuisance. A few years later, Trails Association members proposed cleaning up the area and transforming it into a park that would offer views of Mount Hayes and other Alaska range peaks and a two-mile trail along the Delta River. It also would serve as a sort of nexus for a community-wide trails system that's accessible year-round.
So you would be able to start at the fairgrounds, ski those trails, come across into the city park, through the city park, across the highway to here.
The organization built the Lever Trail across from the Deltana Fairgrounds back in 2015, and they've developed a few others in areas outside of town. But the Riverwalk Park project would be their most ambitious yet. Eggleston says it'll provide attractions that would be accessible for everyone.
This is where the handicap trail would be, and we would, you know, landscapes and making it interesting deal.
There's a lot of enthusiasm for the proposal in the community. City officials have okayed the project, and the Trails Association has asked them to help remove some junk that's still scattered around the city's 14-acre parcel. That's why Eggleston invited Leith to tour the site. Full disclosure, Mary Leith is my wife. Members of the organization have already cleaned up most of the site, including some materials left by a contractor the city hired last year to remove soil from the shooting range that was contaminated by lead from all the bullets that had been fired.
So we cleaned up the mess that was left from the cleanup.
Eggleston says completion of the cleanup was one of the conditions the state set before it'll permit the project to proceed. That does not include the dump itself, which will be partitioned off outside of the park because it requires more extensive cleanup work. Eggleston says the Trails Association also needs more funding for the project, so she's applied for a federal grant that the state distributes. Eggleston says the organization has trimmed back parts of its original plan in hopes that would boost its chances of getting the grant.
Because funding is tight and the economy is tight, we're trying to get the biggest bang out of our buck for this next grant cycle.
Eggleston says the Trails Association has budgeted $10,000 of its own money to help pay for the project, and its members have contributed many hours of volunteer work. They've used grant money to pay for planning and design work, and she says if the state okays the grant in October, the organization hopes to begin work in earnest on the park next spring. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.